What the heck, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, everyone. My name is Jordan, your handsome host. Your host that you can't actually see if I'm handsome or not, which is why it's the perfect platform for me. Because, you know what? I'm at it, and you know what? I'm here with a friend, an actual, my first ever collaboration on the podcast. I know he's probably pretty honored. Jackson?
Yeah, it's definitely an honor to be here. It's, you know, it's quite a big moment in my career to get on A Waste of Time.
Yeah, exactly. We're here to waste your time. And for those who don't know who Jackson is, Jackson sort of does what I do, which is a travel blogger. I'm sure you know, because any of my followers would probably definitely follow him, since he's a bit of a head honcho in the business. but what do you do? Just quickly run through what you do.
I'm a travel blogger, so I write travel guides, and specifically adventure travel guides for destinations around the world. So I go and experience the waterfalls, the hikes, the viewpoints and the beaches, and put that all into a guide so people can follow in the footsteps and enjoy their travels.
Beautiful. I thought you were just an influencer.
Yeah, well, you can call it whatever you like, can't you?
Yeah, well, so we've given some questions. I decided to ask you guys on my stories this week. A few questions just to ask me, Jackson, because, you know, I've been traveling on and off with Jackson for 4 years, and yeah, there's a bit of history there, so I thought it'd be something interesting to waste your time with this week. So it's going to start pretty basic, and we're going to get into it from there. The first question is how we met each other, basically, which is actually hilarious. Well, not really hilarious, but 4 years ago, May 17th, 2016... I messaged Jackson and I said, I was just traveling solo. It was actually my second year of solo travel. And I messaged Jackson because I just saw he was in Hawaii and I said, hey, you want to go on a hike? Because I'm just a random guy wanting to go on a hike, and I saw that he hiked. And then, yeah, we just met there and I don't know.
We rolled over. We had a hire car for that week, and I was living on Oahu, and we went and picked Jordan up. And from the minute he bounced out of his couch surfing accommodation and into his car, I knew that he had about 10 times the normal amount of energy than any person I'd ever met.
Yeah, Jackson thought, well, we'll just bear with it today, we'll hang out with him today, and then we'll never see him again.
That did cross my mind at one point.
And then 4 years later, suck it, I have a way of just sneaking into your life. And
no, it was a good vibe, and we hang out for a couple of days in a row while you're there, I think. So we definitely got along the beginning.
It was good. Well, because here's the thing. Jackson was the one that was like, hey, Jordan, you're sort of like traveling a lot. You may as well do social media as like sort of a side thing. So he actually was kind of one of the, if life is a family tree, I would stem off Jackson's branch in the social media world, because he's sort of like, I don't know, was the flint that ignited the flame, I guess. I don't know.
Well, do you agree with that? At the time, I was trying to do it myself. It wasn't like I was an established blogger or Instagrammer or in the industry. So I was just trying it all and getting involved in photography, Instagram, the blog. So that kind of passion and everything was rubbing off on everyone around me who maybe wanted to get involved as well.
Yeah, so it was a pretty crucial DM when I look back at my life. But here's I went back to the messages from 2016, and this is what I messaged him. I said, yeah man, after we agreed to hang out, I said, yeah man, sounds solid day of adventuring, we'll go get those Instagrams.
And what did I reply?
And then he just replied, yeah, for sure, we know the spots, with a winky face.
And then you put the...
I put the praise hands
the
up.
The praise hands.
That's what I want to hear. But you know what's so cringe about this is that I said, let's go get those Instagrams, that in my head.
Yeah, haven't changed, Jordan.
No, come on. I don't want to be that guy. But I guess I am. I guess we all start somewhere. I mean, I'd probably say it the same. This 4 years later, I'd probably still say it the same, but I'd hide it like I don't really mean.
You'd say, let's go get that Connie.
Connie, yeah. Guys, Connie, got to get the content, guys. It's all about that content. Anyway, let's get into the questions.
What do the people want to know?
So the people want to know, does Jackson have any religious beliefs? Because most of you guys probably know I'm a Christian, so then they thought, you know, well, you know, what's Jackson's, how do they hang out?
Well, I didn't, both my parents weren't religious, which is usually, you know, you follow your parents how they go most of the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not religious. I'm not, I don't even know what they call atheist or whatever. I just don't really delve into any of it. I just try and, as much as possible, you know, just be a good person and, you know, whatever happens after that, as long as you've been a good guy, hopefully you don't go somewhere you don't desire after it all ends. But yeah, in terms of hanging out with Jordan, it really never came to be an issue or came out. Like, we didn't like have
we're
any big
slowly,
debates or
we're
anything.
We're just slowly converting him here. It's 4 years in. I reckon give it another two
Jordan
decades.
Jordan slips a Bible underneath my pillow every now and again, but you know, no. I think the good thing about traveling with Jordan that made it a non-issue is that he doesn't really impose it, or you know, he doesn't have to chat about it 24/7. He just does his own thing, and in the same way that a non-believer or non-religious person would do. So it wasn't something that was always just coming up, or he just did his thing, I did my thing, and we both respected
that. We're flowing. Well, someone else also asked, how did you both get along since you're two completely different characters? And it's funny here because we're pretty much the complete opposite person in regards to I don't know, just everything.
Yeah, I think Jordan's definitely, I need a lot of time to just wind down and have to myself and like kind of, I don't mind 3 hours of quiet. Whereas Jordan doesn't like 3 minutes of silence. So sometimes that can be a little bit difficult to deal with when you're, especially if you're backpacking together and sharing the same bunk bed, or sometimes even a double bed and this kind of stuff. So
one time a single bed.
Yeah. You never get any space is the issue. So everything is exacerbated. It would be different if we were just neighbors or something. But when you're right in each other's space,
everyone needs a break.
But yeah, I think I had have taken Mark's strategy, the guy travels with Jordan a lot in the last year. He has a rule that Jordan isn't allowed to speak until after coffee or till 9 a.m. And
yeah,
I think that's great, but Jordan told me he cheats and he tries to bring breakfast in early or coffee in early so he can start talking sooner.
Well, that's the thing. Mark, when I wake up, I'm pretty much the most consistent dude in regards to just... I'm always high on pretty much. So I'm waking up and I'm just like, oh, let's go. What are we doing for the day? And Mark's in bed going, just like he needs to like warm himself up. He's not just like straight into it. So he gave me the coffee/9 a.m. rule. And
it's the Harrison strategy. And I wish I had have known it back in 2016.
I mean, Mark haven't traveled in 4 months. I've been messaging him for a while, and he's always seems to dodge the plans. I was a bit too busy, so.
But on the flip side, I keep to myself maybe too much in terms of like meeting new people and stuff. So when we would go into a hostel, Jordan would already have met the entire staff and all of the people staying there. I would have just dropped my bag off, and by the time I come back, Jordan's already entertaining everybody and we're in with all the crowd and got friends for the next 5 days of adventures. Whereas I would probably just go in and mind my own business and not meet any of those people, which there is just how my personality is. And I'm sure a lot of people are similar. Maybe they call it slight introversion or something like that. But yeah, there was definitely, you know, there's pros and cons to every personality. And sometimes you just have to make the most of the differences that you have to have the best time possible. It doesn't always work perfectly in every aspect.
Well put. Very well put. No, yeah, we got a pretty... I reckon there's only been, like, I could probably name 3 times we've had a bit of a blowout fight.
Which is also pretty normal for, you know, traveling at speed while working.
They're my favorite memories. Yeah. One time I screwed up the directions so bad on the road that it was just the worst sort of day. Like, we just spent a whole day riding around in the Philippines, and that was a fun one.
Everybody who's traveled with their mate or their partner knows that there's an occasional blowout or frustration, but I think as long as you're both on the same page, it always blows over by the time you get to the end of the day.
Yeah, once you get a good mango shake in you.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so how do you balance relationships when you're always on the go? I find this one is literally just the way I balance it is that I completely shut it out of my life. So, I don't know, the last 5 years I've just been as seldom as ever. But I don't know, it's a tough one for me.
I probably can't talk too much about it because I began traveling and blogging and I was in a relationship and it was like a long term, I think it'd been 3 years. And then that ended a few months after I began full-time traveling. And then since then, I haven't been in a serious relationship since then. So in terms of balancing, I think one way of balancing it, is to not be in one, which isn't really balancing it, but it's balancing the lifestyle. You would need to either slow down the travel or find someone who's able to be compatible with the pace. And that's... there's a lot going on in the travel lifestyle, especially as a someone who's working in the industry. So, but when you meet someone, then everything changes and you can make adjustments really quickly. That works for both people. So
yeah, everyone always just says like, "Oh, you just haven't met the right one," and I'm like, "Well, they're gonna have to be a pretty solid human for me to ditch full-time having fun."
Well, it's you just go with the flow. If you meet someone, then you maybe you want to change the pace or the way you travel or the way you live, and you want to incorporate that person, and maybe you prefer their lifestyle, maybe they prefer yours, or it all depends when you meet somebody and you can make adjustments.
That's the thing. I just love... I think right now I'm in love with travel more than I am in love with any other human I've met. So we'll wait for that to switch and then we'll see what happens. But that's an interesting one just to keep an open tab on. Oh, last week actually, you probably didn't watch... You didn't listen to last week's podcast, did you?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's never... he's not going to listen to this yet. Anyway, last week I said to you guys... we're going to say one thing I like about, look for in a girl every week. And if you have that, maybe you can recommend them and I'll go on a date wherever they are in the world. I don't know. Anyway, appreciate all of the girls that sent messages to me. But
what links have you gone to?
I know. No, but the thing last week was like a girl that just has a nice, solid, private Instagram account. That was it, right? So there's a lot of people that have private Instagram accounts.
You realize this is like the 2020 version of putting an ad in the newspaper.
Pretty much. That's why it's too expensive, so I'm going to control my own media.
Right.
But all the girls that reached out that had private accounts, thank you very much. I just feel like we still have to, flesh out a few more episodes of what I'm interested
in. Well, no one was up to scratch.
Well... First of all, I've realized the issue is they've got a private account. I can't even see them.
Did you, in that episode, tell people about the checklist?
There's no checklist. What are you talking about?
Jordan's checklist is just ridiculously hard to meet. The criteria is unreal, and it really might turn off 99% of any possible applicants if they actually heard what's required to date Jordan.
Wow, hang on. Let me just see if I still have it. That's like four... Guys, this is 4 years ago now. I don't know.
What, you've added more to the checklist?
No. Hang on. I got it. Okay, here.
Oh, it's in his notes. Unbelievable.
No, yeah, it's in my notes. Okay, so I take it back. There is a checklist. It was a thing that I once had, but you know what? I don't know. I like to think we've moved on, moved past the maturity has gathered a little bit, but let's just take a look at this checklist and see what is on it. I'm going to pause the podcast for 1 second because I'm going to need to go find this. So, 1 second. All right, we're back.
We found the note and even the title of the note is phenomenal. Does she pass the test?
Does she pass the test?
That's what the note is called. So okay. What's the test?
First of all, I like to disclaimer, this hasn't been edited since August 6th of 2012. So, what's that? Well, that's 8 years ago. So let's just, all right, let me just read in the dialogue. The test is, okay, we'll read the dialogue. The simple test to keep my standards high. She cannot fail any basic requirements. Otherwise, you, Jordan, are lowering your standards. That's never a good thing.
Why is it in third person?
Because, I don't know. Reading, I feel like it's like a wisdom man is talking to me. That's how I wrote it. Reading the list gives you an automatic disqualification of ever having a chance, as she may influence her actions accordingly. So, just another disclaimer. If you are listening to this and you think, you know what, me and Jordan, we might actually be a thing in the future. That would be great, but guess what? You'd want to switch off now, because as soon as you hear what's on this list, you're automatically disqualified. Alright, so I'll just give a second or two for them to leave. Alright.
Nobody left.
No. Everyone's like, definitely not. Not after the...
Well, that's the only time you wanted no listeners.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Like, even if they did listen, after the list, they won't want to even talk to
me. All right, hit the list.
Okay. She must look better in the rain. You know, like, at those rom-coms where, like, the rain comes down and they just look so good?
The Notebook.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay, next.
She must look good while yawning.
As we all do.
She must accept Selena. Okay, this is what I still love Selena Gomez, but back in the day, I really loved Selena Gomez. And I was saying, like, she must accept the fact that she'll always be second best to Selena Gomez. Which is, that's fair.
Strangely enough, that's probably the easiest thing on the list to pass.
I'm going to skip some of these.
Maybe I should read them out because you're probably skipping the good ones.
No, just don't read anything too hectic. Yeah, it started here.
Okay.
She must either be Latin or have respect for the Latin race.
What does that even mean?
That just means that I like, you know...
Okay, must be someone I would make an alliance with whilst playing Survivor.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. That's just like a solid trust thing. You need to trust each other.
She must be able to list 30 of the original Pokemon generation. She must not be an intense person to be around.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look at this one. Her number one song on iTunes must be a song I would listen to weekly. That's not that bad.
She must agree that lists, scales, and rankings create a better environment and make topics to talk about easier.
That's fair. That's exactly why the list is real. Oh man, this makes me look so bad.
She has to tell me to stop doing something crazy once.
Yeah, like, so if I'm on the cliff edge, she has to go, Jordan, don't do it. And then I'll do it anyway, but I like to know that she cares.
She must get 30 likes on a status that includes my name.
Okay, wow. Back in the day, 30 likes was like a lot. That was like a lot. Right. Okay.
So,
what about this
that's
one?
That's the test.
Her name must be attractive.
Her name must be attractive.
She cannot know about the list and I deem appropriate.
Well, that's just a lot of conditions, but, you know, let's hope you find a nice person.
Guys, don't judge me on the list. I was young and naive. I would like to say at least 3 of those things on the list aren't on the list anymore. Okay? That's fair.
Okay.
Oh, now I feel like we've derailed. Let's get back to the normal questions.
Yeah, so what other questions did people want to know about?
Okay, well, here's the thing. People want to know what the stupidest thing you've ever done is, which I know that's a pretty vague one. I'm not sure I could do that. I would honestly put this podcast in on that list.
I think for me, the stupidest thing is also probably one of the best things in hindsight, because I'm not quite sure why I wanted to get into blogging, but I tried to go to Indonesia.
Oh, I hate this story.
And write a blog, which I didn't even have a website yet. You got to remember, this is in like 2014. It's not how it is now, where everyone just makes a blog in 2 seconds. There's a million resources. I wanted to make a blog, and I was going to write it all down in a book, in a little notepad, and then come back and write one blog post and put it up on my non-existent blog. I was going to make it later. So anyway, I went over to Bali and rented a moped, and I was driving around with my full backpacking bag on, with nowhere booked, and I was trying to find a temple on Google Maps. It blows my mind because of how efficient I travel now. This is what I was doing. 4 or 5 hours I was driving around on the bike looking for everything, and I thought I was a bit better driver than I actually was. I tried to overtake a van and it swerved, probably to avoid hitting a car coming the other way, and I ran out of room on my side of the road, completely smashed myself into the road as my bike went off into the trees, knocked out 2.5 of my front teeth, and grazed everything. And yeah, then I had to quickly find a hotel that night, and I walked into the hotel.
You didn't even go to the hospital?
Quickly to just get the stitches. I had 8 stitches on my chin, and they just left the teeth broken. So I walk in, it's not a hotel, it's a cheap homestay. And I walk in there, and I'm completely, I've got my shirt off, completely bloody all over my chest, arms. There's still blood dripping off my teeth. And I walked through the middle of this homestay, and people were just looking at me like, are you all right, bro? Yeah, so I Skyped my parents. I think my mom was in a bit of shock and disbelief. And that was like my first attempt at travel blogging. So I think in the notepad, I'd written down like what I'd had for lunch and how much the moped had cost me. And that's as far as my first attempt at travel blogging got.
Wow. And there's a photo. You can see this photo on his website, which I highly suggest you don't go look at, but it's just so gross.
Yeah, I was genuinely lucky to, you know, not break anything. I mean, people die. I think I was going like, you know, 40, 50 Ks, maybe more an hour. And you know, that's a bit of a wake-up call, but it also didn't deter me from travel blogging, so
it just put you on a hiatus for 2 years.
Yeah, I let it go. Like, I really wasn't into it. I just thought it would be a fun idea, and yeah, I let it go for like 2 years, and then back I came with that experience under my belt and had a better crack the second time round.
Also, you were overtaking on the inside.
Outside. Terrible idea.
Was that, yeah, so that means you're off the road?
Yeah, the van, I think the van was probably driving in the middle, like happens in Indonesia, and I tried to go around the left side of the road on the outside.
Oh, never do that.
And then I think a car would have come on the proper side of the road the other way, and so the van shifted to take up the correct amount of lane, and I was blindsided and ran out of road and just ate the cement. I felt my teeth crack in half as I hit the cement.
It's stories like this is why I always wear a helmet no matter what. Even if it's like a 5-minute journey, I'm always like, I'm just wearing a helmet, because I know maybe 1 in every 2 humans that go to Bali have this story. So
yeah, I think like it's a very young mentality, but to wear a helmet and to not hoon around on the bike and going like really fast, which I've done so many times, but now I've crashed like 5 times over my time in Southeast Asia.
You haven't had much luck.
So I'm just really like got to the point where there's no sense in going too fast on the moped, because the roads are terrible and everybody crashes. So take it easy, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So someone else asks here, who would win in a street fight between us?
It just baffles me why people would need clarification on that.
Well, the thing is, I don't know, I'm pretty agile.
You know, we used to give Jordan the nickname Noodle, because he's tall, long, and kind of just built like a piece of wet spaghetti.
Yeah, but guess what? This noodle is flexible. Yeah. So, you know, I think I absorb the blows.
I honestly think if you tied my left hand behind my back, I think it would be more of an even fight, but I would still be the favorite.
Okay, I'll admit, you would probably win. But this is because I just don't have any anger in my like, I have no rage. I honestly have no rage.
I wouldn't be angry. I'd feel sorry for you as I broke your nose.
Well, it's already broken, so you can break it back, which would be great, and then I won't have to go to the doctors. But I just don't have any aggression in me anyway. So, like, when people go, like, you know, I've actually been punched in the face once, and I just didn't even punch back because I was just like, okay, oh, that's funny. Like, I don't know, I have no aggression. So that's my excuse for how I wouldn't win.
We wouldn't fight, but if we did, like, you know, a charity match like Logan Paul versus KSI, it would be a first round knockout.
Oh, wow. And that's what Logan said as well, so would you ever retire from being an influencer?
Yeah, I mean,
here's the thing. Jackson probably can retire from being an influencer because his being a blogger is quite different, and he doesn't actually make too much of his revenue from social media. So you could probably just hang up the boots of social media today and be good, right?
Yeah, I guess it depends what, you know, Jordan in that answer is referring to an influencer as more of like Instagram. Because you could be an influencer as a YouTuber or a blogger or whatever. I don't think I would ever, a lot of bloggers sell their blogs and this kind of thing. I don't think I would ever do that because it's something like, it's a passion project as much as it is a job or an income. So I don't think I would necessarily like retire from the blog, but the beauty of the blog is it's, as much as it is a travel blog, it's also kind of a chronicle of my life after university. So it's something that can develop in other ways other than just writing travel guides. But yeah, as Jordan said, the blog, it earns a passive income. So I could just do other things and, you know, it doesn't necessarily go as well as it would if you were continually active on it, but it still kind of continues to work and earn money other than if you were doing campaigns with the tourism board and you're getting paid on a, you know, performance basis or, you know, an appearance fee or, you know, a campaign fee.
It's just a lot smarter way to go. If there's a thing, because I really don't advise, it's weird that I do social media so much because I really don't advise people to get into social media. I think it's, you sort of have to know if you're ready, if you want to do social media or not. Like, you can't just get into it because it seems cool or whatever. But with the blog, I feel like if there was something I advise people to try and do, it's probably harder. But if you can get into blogging, I think it has a way better long-term impact, not only on your mental health, but also on your, like, just, you know, I feel like the flexibility with passive income is a bit better. Because, you know, we're both sitting here actually on a campaign with Japan Tourism Board right now. So we're in Japan, and yeah, so I'm the guy that gets paid paycheck by paycheck, where Jackson, you know, this is like a fun little thing, but it's not really his main gig.
Yeah, I enjoy it for now. I probably do less campaigns like this because I don't rely on them, and a lot of them are structured in a way that isn't, they're quite short because, you know, they can't afford to have you here for 3 months to explore the island in this kind of depth. They can usually afford a week or two. So I usually try and, in this one, I came 2 weeks early to explore this island so I can write a proper travel guide that's of value to people with coverage of the whole island. So I just do things myself that way. So I think I've changed the way I travel. I stay places longer. So instead of retiring, maybe just changing and adapting the lifestyle as to, you know, how you're feeling in that period of your life.
Yeah. And along with that, someone asks, what is the minimum salary you would need to travel full time? So like minimum money coming in every month that you think you would need to live this lifestyle to completion.
I think when we traveled the first 6 months, I did do, give or take, $800 to $1,000 a month.
US?
I think it was 800 US was aiming at, and some months I went lower. It's a tough question because if you get everything comped, which would be possible to do if you send out a lot of emails and worked on it or whatever, then, you know, you can spend very little. But if you're talking about backpacking without getting, you know, free hotel or whatever, I did do that for $800 a month. I think 800 US for a person who's grown up in a Western childhood and, you know, upbringing, they usually used to a certain standard of things. But it's true, you know, you don't see a guy going from Australia and he just starts sleeping on a mat all over Indonesia. He goes to a hostel. Like, there's a minimum that most people from America, Australia, or Europe will do.
Totally.
Even from, you know, Asian countries or wherever, there's usually people go hostel. But, you know, you can ride a bike around and sleep on a mat everywhere or a tent, and you can travel for a couple of $100 a month around the world, or, you know, so
$1,000 a month, I would say that.
For me, hostel or like homestay, cheap kind of stuff, eating cheap street food or like, you know, cheap cafes and doing a few activities here and there, $1,000 a month I would find quite comfortable. It's the big flights, big transfers, the big expensive activities, and these kind of, you know, other, you know, big dollar aspects that change it. But for those accommodation, food, and transit and activities, $1,000 a month, you can have a good time in cheap regions like Southeast Asia, even Central America is not too bad.
Totally. I mean, I have done it cheaper, but I would say 1,000 is pretty solid. I once did 350 US for 1 month in Hawaii, and 120 of that was a half day tour. So it's like, So that means that the quick math, 220. I did $220 for a month in Hawaii.
Well, that's the thing.
And if that was me going surf, real, yeah. That was I was sleeping on the ground in random people's floors. I was eating at Walmart only.
So that there's so many possibilities, but in general, most people will.
I would advise 1,000.
Yeah.
Totally.
I've couch surfed as well, not to the extent of Jordan, but it's. Once you start doing these kind of things and getting used to the budget, you kind of get addicted to the idea of it being easier than you thought and saving the money. So I think people are kind of scared to be uncomfortable. And if you get comfortable with the idea of discomfort, then you can really save a lot and you have kind of much more exciting travels.
Totally. Like that time we couch surfed in Puerto Princesa.
Jordan doesn't have a good strategy at vetting potential Airbnb.
They already hosts. Know because I've already told them a couple stories from couch surfing, yeah. So they know my my history of choices.
Jordan will look at the reviews and be like, oh yeah, this guy, he looks great, and I'll read the reviews and find about 20 red flags in a row. And yeah,
hey, but free, you know, if it's free, it's me. I've said this for a long time now. Free accommodation, I'm in. I'll do whatever.
We survived. That was the...
We survived, which was the main thing. And somebody asked, will you ever shave your beard?
I've thought about it. Some days I just wake up and I'm like, damn, that beard sucks. You got to shave it. Other days I'm like, maybe I got to do it for like a charity thing.
Oh yeah, that's
other
cool.
Times when
it looks
really
like Aquaman.
Hot.
For those who don't know, he looks a bit like Aquaman in regards to like the Jason Momoa like beard.
But, like a budget Jason Momoa.
Yeah, just sort of like a frugal looking, a bit like ravished, I would say.
I think everyone looks...
ravished?
I think it's famished. I look like a scrawny Jason Momoa, but I think everyone might look scrawny next to friggin'...
Yeah, that guy. That's true. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I would. I mean, I went to the hairdresser when I got back this time. I hadn't cut it in 5 years and... He said he would do a little cut and he cut half of it off and it didn't really bother me. I'm not super attached to my appearance or something.
Although it makes a good, strong personal brand. So, you know, I wouldn't do it anytime.
Yeah,
so.
Unlike Jordan with his orange hat, I'm not super into branding. So I just kind of live my life how I look.
Kids, I've been saying this for years. You need a strong personal brand that keeps you standing out from the crowd. That's why I've never chopped off my mole on my chin. It's just that little extra thing that people will recognize.
Do you think that's why Japan Tourism booked you on this campaign?
My mole? I think so. I think it's subconsciously they saw it and said, that's the guy.
I think, I can imagine the conversation in the office between the Japan Tourism people. They said, you know what, we've got to get that mole man in here for the Japan trip.
Okay, I'm going to go chop it off. I'm going to next week's episode, I will not have a mole. Oh man, so someone asked what was our first solo travel destination. Mine was Hawaii, so that's where I went first because I was on my way to Canada for summer camps. But what was yours? I don't remember.
Well,
it's a bit vague because you were traveling with your girlfriend.
Well, actually, when I was 20 years old, I moved to the States to play soccer in Oregon. So it wasn't necessarily like travel sightseeing, but I was. School was out when I got there, so I was for a month just by myself in this town in Oregon. And I did a few trips out in the States from there, but aside from that, like when I properly backpacked, my first solo really time was in Thailand.
True.
In Koh Samui, Thailand. But I didn't just go from school straight to solo. It was quite a build up by the time I'd spent 4 years away from home. There was a lot of solo time there while studying in Hawaii and Oregon.
You know, I've never been to Koh Samui.
It's not the best place in Thailand, but
I've never been to Vietnam. People ask me all the time, hey, Jordan, what's something I can do in Vietnam? I really want to go soon. And I'm like, I have no idea because I've never been. I guess Ha Long Bay. It's weird. It's like one of the first ones people go to.
Yeah, it's definitely on the Southeast Asia backpacker trail.
That's it. Well, someone here... See, here's the thing. I always get these gay references because people think I'm gay. But here they go. Do you think that you two will ever hook up?
I would say that's even more definitive than who would win the street fight.
I would have to agree.
I can only ever speak for myself. And from my end, there's no desire to hook up with Jordan.
Okay.
That's really all I can ask for that question.
Okay, so the way to answer this is yes, against his will.
What does that mean?
No, that's a joke. That's a bad joke. That's a poor joke. But
we're currently alone in Jordan's hotel room, and I'm feeling very vulnerable right now. Did you put anything in that water?
Perfect. Just the place I need
I've
you.
I've had half of the water you gave me. So.
Just the place I need you to beat you in a street fight. A bit dazed.
Guys, if I don't show up tomorrow on my story, can you please call Japan police?
They're too polite. The police in Japan are way too polite. They'd say, "Oh, okay, that is okay." They're so friendly here. It's insane.
They are very friendly.
All right. Well, I think you know. Oh, okay. We'll finish this one. An underrated location that you think everyone should visit.
I had a great time in Panama.
Don't blow it up. You've just blown it up. Good one.
No, I think people, they continue to go to places that are easy, that their friends have been to. They feel it's safe. It's hard to.
Plus, no one's listening to my podcast. So that.
Yeah, well, that'll also help. But I originally went to Panama like most people. They use it as kind of a stopover before or after Colombia. And I had a great time. I was meant to stay for a week or 2 weeks, and I ended up staying for 100 days and met some cool people. And
100 days, yeah.
It reminded me of, you know, Indonesia, where you can always find a waterfall, you can always find a new hike, super easy to get around. And yeah, I really enjoyed it out there, so. But I've enjoyed every spot. It is what you make of it.
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
But Panama was really awesome, and I think that's not a spot that most of your friends will have been to if you're trying to get somewhere that isn't Bali, Bangkok.
Yeah.
These kind of things that, you know, you've seen the photos before you go there. Panama was every day, wow, never seen this before 100 times in a row.
Totally. Well, there you go. There you have it, guys. Before we leave, I have to say one thing I'm attracted to in a female, because that's just on the weekly thing.
Is that your sign off?
It's not my sign off, but it's definitely part of the routine. But I guess I've said a few with the travel list, and I just say, don't judge me for that travel list one more time if you've made it this far on the podcast. Not the travel list, the girls list. What was the list called?
She has to pass this test.
She has to pass. Yeah, there's a few on there.
I think,
but
the part that gets me about she has to pass this test, it kind of insinuates that you think you're like the bachelor, but maybe you should be the one jumping through the hoops of the girl.
Yeah. I like to live in my own world, though. You know? Just up in my own headspace.
It's your world, Jordan. Live it how you like.
Yeah, and I will be a virgin for life. And on with that.
Well, that's also another way to sign off your podcast.
Yeah, we already talked about this whole thing. I think it was episode 3. If you want to go back, you can check it out. But I think that is it, guys. And yeah. Have we officially wasted their time?
That was a huge waste of time.
Absolute waste of time, which means we have completed our goal for the day. Thank you for everyone that has listened, and we will see. Oh, remember to subscribe, because that actually means something in the podcast world. Apparently you can subscribe. I haven't figured it out, but apparently you can, so make sure you do that, and we will see you. No, well, we won't. Jackson won't be around. Maybe you'll have a round two? I don't know. We'll see. But I will see you in the next one. What the heck? Bye.
See ya.